This is Renegade Broadcasting.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it seems that we don't have a host at the present time, so just bear with me. I'm going to be talking with management behind the scenes to find out what's going on. Apparently, somebody should have been filling in for Nick. We might have somebody online now. Who have we got online here at the present time?
Greetings, Sean. I'm not sure if you can hear me, but this is Chris Dorsey.
Hey, Chris. Go ahead, sir. I wasn't sure whether somebody was coming to the table or not. Go ahead.
Yeah, greetings. Thank you very much. My apologies for any sort of technical difficulties. I want to get right into it because we're going to cover a really important topic, and we'll open it up for calls. I'm not really, well-versed in the technical issues there, so I apologize again for the delay in the program, but we're talking about the lawful consequences for the dual Israeli citizens within the United States government who carried out the 9/11 attacks. And we want to get into some serious talk about that because it's the 15th anniversary of the false flag attacks of 9/11/2001, which, as anyone who hasn't been living under a rock knows, was carried out by the Israeli Mossad and dual Israeli citizens, especially in the Pentagon, but throughout every industry, throughout the world, but a lot of it operating out of dual Israeli citizens and the media run by Jews, run by so-called Israelis. So we want to get into the who, the what, the when, and the where, but also, more importantly, everybody's already covered that from beginning to end, the money trail, the massive short selling before 9/11, the transfer of the World Trade Center property to Frank Lowry and Larry Silverstein, from the New York, New Jersey Transit Authority months before the attacks, and them, carrying out outrageous levels of insurance fraud by setting themselves up with, multi-billion dollar golden parachutes when they destroy these buildings that were set up for demolition by the Israelis. We know all of these stories. So what we require now is we require law enforcement for this. And what I put forward, and I think what anyone who's been following the reality-based news of the day from even before September 11th, but even if you just started paying attention at September 11, 2001, if one really paid attention to what's reality, they would know that this is just how the government operates. The government is always engaged in war against the people. The government is always carrying out false flag attacks. Every war that we can think of in our modern time, especially the so-called Great War, which was just another Jewish plot based on false flag attacks and deceptive agendas. We all know that the Gulf of Tonkin incident was a hoax. We all know that the Pearl Harbor incident was staged. And so knowing all of these things, it wasn't staged. The United States government fomented it and knew it was coming and allowed it to happen. Now 9/11, very different, because this was from beginning to end Jewish plot, just like all the others we said, because they're always funding all sides of all military conflicts. They do it now through something called the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, which sets the capitalization rates for every nation in the world. That includes Russia, China, the United States, Great Britain, Israel, Pakistan, you name it. Every nation's capitalization rate is set by something called the Basel III Accord. Look it up. Find out what the Bank for International Settlements does. I presume most of our listeners who are listening to this intelligence report, they're well versed in how the Bank for International Settlements operates and what the Basel III Accord is and how all the militaries of the world are controlled and financed from the same source, and they always have. And with this Zionist Jew agenda that only can be described as the incarnation of the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. That's what you're seeing on the news every day. That's what's happening in reality every day. And they boast and brag about carrying out these attacks, and they rub it in our faces. We have evidence of the owner who has billions of dollars of interest in destroying or having Building 7 be destroyed. It made Larry Silverstein $6 billion to this point. It made him that much money and also furthered his Zionist Jew agenda when he gave the orders, according to his own words on a PBS documentary, to quote unquote pull the building, pull Building 7, which is terminology for going ahead and letting the controlled demolition take place, which we saw announced beforehand on the British Broadcasting Company, which is nothing more than a Zionist mouthpiece run by Zionist Jews, just like ABC, CBS, Fox, CNN, etc., all around the world. All around the world. And that's how they get away with this deception. That's how they can say, oh, hey, don't believe what you see with your own eyes. Don't believe when you catch us in lies time after time. Do not believe the fact that you can see that not one thing that is quote unquote part of the official 9/11 story that appears in the 9/11 Commission report is true in any way. It's none of it's true. And that's why their legal counsel Bar Association Farmer said that the 9/11 Commission report is based on nothing but lies from the Pentagon, the executive branch, members of Congress, the DIA, the CIA, the NSA, etc., etc., etc. So if it's all based on lies, which this is not Chris Dorsey, you know, researcher, skeptic, member of the Virginia militia, that's not me talking. That's the ones who are covering up the crime. I'm making assertions. We know who carried these attacks out. We know their names. They're the officers of the Federal Reserve Bank. It's the Greenberg family. It's Larry Silverstein. It's his partner, Frank Lowy. It's, you know, Maurice Greenberg. It's America International Group. It's the Bush crime family, the Bush mafia. We know who the players are. We know why they did it. We know how they did it. We know the plan that they had beforehand, which was the Project for a New American Century. You know, I don't wish to bore you guys with any of this stuff. What I wish to put forward is it is time for us to take lawful measures. And I really wish to put forward the idea and the true fact that if our law the alleged supreme law of the land, which is the law for our servants, because we're the people, we're the founders of the United States. We're the descendants of the people. So the ones I'm talking to right now, they are the people by any definition. We ordain the government. The government is our servant. So knowing that, we move forward and we say, look, they're the leaders of the institutions that control the United States government, from local city council to the president of the Federal Reserve Bank and the vice president, you know, and all the local presidents of all the privately owned foreign controlled Federal Reserve banks who did nothing but benefit from the false flag attacks of 9/11 and did nothing but direct them as well. The evidence is all in the massive short selling and the wartime hoarding. And this was publicized by an analyst with the Chicago Federal Reserve Bank Board of Review named Bergman. So if you look up Bergman, Chicago Board of Review, massive 9/11 short selling, you'll see the money trail. So we've got the money trail. The money trail is the massive insurance fraud. The massive insurance fraud carried out by Mossad agents, by dual Israeli citizens in the Pentagon. And we have the money trail of the wartime hoarding, the massive short selling, you know, before 9/11. So we've got the different players, and they all get their authority from the same place. One can't separate the international banking cartel from the international military industrial complex and the FSB and the CIA. They're not the intelligence agencies of the United States government and the Russian Federation. They are only the intelligence arms of the Bank for International Settlements and the international banking cartel, because trillions of dollars move between New York and Moscow every day through the SWIFT system. It happens every day. You know, there's the Russians, they're subject to the Basel III Accord, and they have law firms like Ernst & Young that basically control all of their banking, any sort of legal issues that they have with their banking. Ernst & Young is the ones, the City of London law firm, which is pushing forward and assisting in the implementation of the Basel III Accord in the Russian Federation. That's who's in control. These bar association, insiders within the City of London, of course, all controlled by Zionist Jews. And all of this is only the subversion, because they have invaded and infested all the nations of the world. And this is their plan, to use our common law against us. And when we talk about enforcing the common law, we wouldn't even have to just be talking about 9/11. We're just going to, you know, focus mainly on September 11th, 2001 as a case, when we forward this case as a legitimate, Nuremberg style trial. Now, we know that the original Nuremberg trial was a sham. We know that, according to George Patton, the United States picked the wrong side in that war. That's what George Patton said. And that World War II was nothing but a Zionist Jew conspiracy. And he named the folks that were at the top inside the United States government, inside the British government, like Churchill and Morgenthau and Roosevelt. So it's already been outed. And then you saw what happened to General George Patton. and he's a fellow member of the Kappa Alpha Order, which I'm a proud member of, which was founded, and it's mostly, or it was intended for, descendants of Confederate soldiers. Now, we also know that the federal government has invaded sovereign states unlawfully in the past, and we'll reference only the invasion of Virginia by unlawful Zionist run hordes. But enough about the Civil War. We're going to get back to 9/11 because that happened in our lifetime. I mean, I doubt we have anyone who can comprehend this. That's that wasn't born well after 9/11 or didn't grow up, that to know right off the bat that this was a bunch of nonsense. And when I say that, I would say I'm a researcher. They put me on international television, on numerous networks. I go on Al Alam television. I go on Press TV. I go on Al Attijia TV. I have snuck on to InfoWars despite their best intentions of keeping me off during the 2012 Bilderberg conference, where we were demanding the same thing: lawful consequences, lawful actions to be taken against the leaders of the institutions that control government, like the Bilderberg group, like the 66% of the Bilderberg group members who are Jews, that we require, it doesn't matter if they're not all the members of the Bilderberg group, you know, we require that they be arrested. They're all guilty of this 9/11 conspiracy. And I'll tell you further that everyone in the government is guilty because no one will tell the truth. And every year they go on the television. And this is where another treason takes place. The treason of the leaders and the owners of CNN, Fox, CBS, you know, all Zionist Jews, all guilty of treason, all forwarding this ridiculous lie, that makes absolutely no sense, that some sort of former CIA agent that is clearly pictured as many different people, the fat Bin Laden, the skinny Bin Laden, the Bin Laden with the gray beard, the Bin Laden who dyes his beard black, the Bin Laden, the Wahhabi Bin Laden radical who wears gold jewelry. Now, we know Bin Laden is some sort of CIA agent. He may be this individual they're calling Tim Osman or Tom Osmond. But whatever it is, it's a ridiculous story. The Bin Laden story, it doesn't add up. It doesn't pass the muster that, what, some guy in a cave who's some front man for the CIA, which is Al-Qaeda, and I just want to give my thanks again to everyone on Renegade Broadcasting. And the reason I'm saying that now is because I'm going to add a caller. Hey, caller, you're on, and that's a 985 number. Greetings.
Well, greetings, Chris. Me, David.
Hey, greetings. This is David Dotrieve who's calling in. And, he's got his own, radio show called Two Open Minds. And I was on that, yesterday. My days are going together, but that was yesterday, I think. That was September 1st. It is now, September 2nd. And yeah, just, thanks for having me on your show. And I also want to thank Kyle and Nick and everybody at Renegade. Sean, Sinead, Graham, BD, am I missing anyone? Scott Roberts, Andy, anyone else? I apologize, but I thank you for this time. And David, What do you think so far of these ideas that we're putting out there?
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, I want to tell everybody on this network how outstanding of a program they have put together, because I haven't been around that long with the kind of knowledge that I've just obtained in the past year or so. I mean, I've learned a lot, and I still have a lot to learn. But in the short amount of time that I've been ciphering through all this, Renegade Broadcasting is one of the very few people, the very few stations that is actually putting forth real truth. Because in this age of gross deception and lies, and where mass media dominates everybody's minds, I mean, I told you earlier, it's very hard for Americans, citizens, American people to understand mind control, because there is no man, no woman that is more enslaved than one that falsely believes he or she is free. Now, second of all, I want to thank everybody that Chris just named. I know a few of your names and everybody else that I'll get to know. Once again, thank you. Now, what I want to get to the bottom of is something that anybody could understand, and that's the cultural communism, the filth that has been put before us. Now, everything you just talked about, and everything we'll go into, Chris, what I've got to say about it is we have been left so vulnerable because of the position they have put us in. We can talk all day about the technical aspects of what's wrong, how whose money trades whose hands, who's doing who, and everything else that goes with it. Because of poisons in the air, poisons in our food, the mindless, we have no idea what goes through the airwaves, what comes through our television, the cell phones, the radiation, going through metal detectors, vaccines, all of that over time takes a toll on us that probably no human in modern history has had before it. So we're really demoralized, and we're really, as humans, every day I think about, they got us thinking we're living the best and we're the strongest we have ever been, when it is completely the opposite.
I agree.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, sorry for cutting in. I just want to point out that fits in. That's what I'm talking about, and that's what other smarter individuals are talking about that I listen to, like all the hosts on Renegade, like many others, too many to name. Everyone I'm talking to is always smarter than I am. But what I do know is that's war against the people, that they have these things planned. I'm an expert on these documents. That's what I was getting ready to say. You know, I do not call myself an economist, but that's what they call me on TV. And I go on television and debate other economists, and I demolish them. And it's not because I'm so smart, because I'm not. It's just because they have to lie. They have to lie about what they're doing, and we do not. They've already taken all my money away from me. They've already attempted to, you know, shut me up, you know, by abducting me off the street, abducting me out of government buildings on live television, disappearing me in the Virginia jail system on trumped up charges, beating me up, hospitalizing me, threatening me, taking my property, erasing video showing that they're doing these things, leaving a footprint that's been verified. Everyone knows about this. Who knows anything about these cases? And it's because we go on television and simply tell the truth. And there's only one truth, and that's reality. And it's really easy to win a debate, an honest intellectual debate, with another individual who's talking nonsense. And this is what we're saying. When they start telling us two planes can knock down three buildings when one plane can't even knock down one building, and they're saying that the planes are the cause, then it would be ludicrous to in any way entertain any opinion from one who thinks that that's possible. And if one doesn't even think about it in that way, then that shows how intellectually lazy the American people have become, and that their opinion, it shouldn't amount to much of anything at all. We're talking about, this is obvious, we're not that smart. Everyone else is just a bold-faced liar or delusionally stupid. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about real-world adult issues that is simple enough for a average intelligent child to comprehend. So when we're talking about the 9/11 attacks, we know who did it. We have their signatures on the piece of paper when they said that they were going to do it beforehand, and it's called the Project for a New American Century. And they even told us beforehand, using their Jew-run Hollywood agenda through the X-Files spinoff called The Lone Gunman, which aired months before the 9/11 attacks. And the pilot episode, the entire plot was based around a conspiracy to fly planes into the World Trade Center. And at the top of the conspiracy, of course, they're not going to name the true culprit in the most specific form. So they say a faction within the Defense Department is the one who did it. It is a faction. It's the faction that are dual Israeli citizens, like Dov Zakheim, who announced, I'm not sure whether it was who was comptroller, I should say, when Donald Rumsfeld on September 10th announced $2.3 trillion missing from the Pentagon. Just couldn't be accounted for. Now, we know all of the Pentagon money is unconstitutional under Article 1, Section 9, where it states that a standing army cannot exist under the United States Constitution, but in a time of war, and a time of war can't last for more than a period of 2 years. That's Article 1, Section 9. Look it up. And we know that the Pentagon does nothing but waste money. The Pentagon is one of the main enforcement arms of the international Jewish banking cartel. That's what the Pentagon is. It is nothing else. And if you want to say, oh, it's the Vatican, it's the Jesuits, that's fine. The Vatican and the Jesuits, they must be annihilated as well. And of course, when we're talking about the Bank for International Settlements, we would be remiss not to mention Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's, I guess he was kind of his handler. He was Bill Clinton's CIA handler, Carol Quigley, who is closely associated with Jesuit Georgetown University, and of course the Bank for International Settlements, which in his book Tragedy and Hope, he described. He said, hey, this is our plan. I like the plan. I love the plan. It's a great plan. And we love this Bank for International Settlements and international banking cartel. We'll pick it up on the other side, folks.
Hi, my name's Shield Maiden. I'd like to talk to you about a serious problem plaguing the world today. It was something that I suffered from for years. I used to fantasize about shoving Jews back in the oven. I had dreams of creating lampshades, and for months I fought the urge to surround every Jewish name I saw with parentheses. But thanks to Anti-Semitox, I am now a happy little goyim slave again. Anti-Semitox helped me realize that Jews really are the chosen ones, and not the money-hungry evil parasites I thought they were. Stop being a free thinker and become another sheeple. Try Anti-Semitox today. Their white genocide agenda depends on it.
Thanks for coming back with this, y'all. We're talking about a real important subject. I think we got David still on the line. You still there, David?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, let's pick it up on the other side. I guess we were tying the loose ends on the Jewish created Jesuit order and how we're not going to pick sides and we're not going to say one against the other. Obviously, the Vatican, the Roman cult is also an enemy of humanity, but this is really a Zionist agenda, and they work together, and they wear a lot of the same outfits, and they both like to, you know, push their trauma-based mind control, and have been doing it for a long time. And when you find one, of course, you're going to find the other. You're going to find the Papist and the Jesuit along with the Zionist Jew always, and a lot of folks think that this has something to do with maybe a changed policy along the line, but it goes back to the time of the founding of the Jesuit order with Ignatius Loyola, Ignatius Xavier Loyola, and that was a crypto Jew there were a lot of them around that time when they were finding when they were creating, I should say, the Jesuit order. And then, of course, I would say the second most famous Jesuit assassin from that period of time is, of course, Francis Borgia. And we know that there were a lot of Muranos like Ignatius Loyola and Francis Borgia and the Borgia Pope. And, you know, a lot of that was around there. And, of course, it's all the same Zionist agenda. And you know, look back through your history books. We're talking about our lifetime and this point. And we've also touched on, you know, American history a lot because all these wars that Americans have fought in, we're basically fighting our cousins, and it's both sides are being funded by the same Jews who are benefiting from that civil war. You know, which World War II was a civil war. The Revolutionary War was a civil war. And behind the scenes, they'll infiltrate our so-called royal families, which are illegitimate now. You know, I like to call for the blood testing of all the current so-called European royal families. And I'd like to trace that back to where they allegedly get their authority, just like we're tracing where the court system gets its authority. When we call the Supreme Court of Virginia and ask them, hey, where do you guys get your authority? And they basically say, oh, it's from the Bar Association. Oh, okay. And then we call the Bar Association. Where do you guys think you get your authority from? Oh, the Supreme Court of Virginia. Oh, okay. And all the decision makers of the Supreme Court of Virginia, they must be members of the Bar Association and vice versa. Oh, okay. I see how that works. It's just like the Jew plan. By funding both sides of a conflict or all sides of a conflict, they always win. And you and I have touched on this. They even created the 9/11 truth movement before 9/11 even happened. And who was it run by? A bunch of Jews. Look back through time, folks. You know, hey, I can trace it back, you know, when I started learning the 100% truth about 9/11 when I went to a 9/11 protest in Lafayette Park, and Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman was the keynote speaker. This was in 2007, and that's Washington, D.C. And there was also another event that was involved in the impeachment movement, because the impeachment movement and the 9/11 truth movement back in the, you know, 2007 and 2008 started merging, because we're like, oh, it's a violation of the Constitution that they carried out 9/11. So we got to impeach Bush and Cheney. But we only knew part of the truth at that point. But after having a personal meeting and spending a couple days with Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, who was one of the founders of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, we went forward. And this is, you know, this goes back in my family, the Virginia Militia. But I got my initial militia marching orders from Dr. Bowman, who's since passed. And we went forward from there, and we knew that it was Israeli Jews that were controlling the government. And that was very clear to Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, who just happened to be the godfather of the Star Wars program. And he was in charge of weaponizing space for the United States government. And we also talked about how the Russians and the United States nuclear and space war operations were one and the same, that the NASA program and the cosmonaut program, they were one and the same. There was no separation between the two. And that's what we have today. I want to give credit where always credit is due. Kyle Hunt has covered the and of course Nick and many others have covered the secret programs, and also the secret training that's going on with Russian soldiers inside United States bases, with secret technology working on secret missions that's been documented. You know, we're not doing anything but saying what's been verifiably true. So this is fact. This is what's going on. This is what I've been told, and that's my sources. My brother by blood, I should say. I think he pretty much despises me. But he is a lawyer for the Defense Department, and his name is Benjamin Wrench Dorsey IV, and you know, he's involved in some treasonous activity, and you know, I obviously would not advocate an execution for my brother, but I will tell you that everyone who's working in the Pentagon is guilty of treason. And we're using this platform as a communication to you, because we know you're listening to us. We're giving you the opportunity, and your marching orders are to do nothing but forward the arrests of your bosses. Now, I'm talking to everyone who works in the government. Everyone who works in the government. It could be the public school system. It's definitely the Pentagon. It's definitely the NSA who I'm talking to, because the leaders, those who have been covering up and carrying out this 9/11 attack, they're going to have to be put on public trial. They're going to have their crimes verified, because I'm making a prima facie claim. I'm a man. A man is a creation of God, and a government is a two-dimensional creation of man. So man is always superior in any way to any two-dimensional creation, no matter how fancy their black muumuu or how shiny their Illuminati badge is. It does not work on me, because All we can do is tell what the truth is, and we're gonna add somebody to the call, and that's Rainier. Greetings, welcome to the call. This is Chris, and we've got David Dotrieve on the line. If you'd like to chime in anytime.
Hi, this is Rainer from the Think Tank.
Oh, greetings, Rainer. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a good time to call in just to get to know you since you're kind of new to the crowd there. You were talking about a legal case, and I was curious if you're familiar with the broadcast that James Corbett did about laying the groundwork for a lawsuit or bringing charges against some of the perpetrators. Did you happen to catch that?
Yeah, I did. I'm kind of skeptical of any sort of operation which is in the apparatus which is already fixed. Myself, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Brandon Raub case. He's a United States Marine who was very vocal about stating that Israel carried out the 9/11 attacks, and then he was abducted and forcibly placed into some sort of mental institution. And when he got out, he filed a claim in federal court. An individual named John Whitehead filed a claim, and the judge, and his name is Hudson, and he's a big tyrant if you want to look into the federal judge named Hudson in Richmond. He stated that one of the main reasons to throw out the case and one of the main reasons to keep him in custody was because he thought that Israel carried out the 9/11 attack. So I really like to operate in a completely separate way with outside of the bounds of the Bar Association. And one thing I'm very skeptical about James Corbett is, I'm very skeptical of the fact that he's not even in the United States of America, and he's broadcasting from a foreign country, and he's constantly raising a lot of money. So
yeah, he lives in Japan, right?
That's my comprehension. Yeah, I think he does live in Japan.
I know Ryan Dawson also lives there.
I knew that as well. I've seen some pictures.
Yeah, so
that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? I've seen some pictures that Ryan Dawson likes to promote. That makes sure, you know, everyone knows that it's he's definitely in Japan, and he has hot tub mates in Japan.
Well, with
I don't know if you've seen those same pictures.
But, no, I guess I'll have to do some searching, some image searching. But
yeah, we're Facebook friends, so I see that okay. Kind of thing.
Okay, with the anniversary coming up, as you mentioned, the 15-year anniversary of the event itself, I'm curious, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners would be curious to hear what sort of ideas you have.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, I all action is good in my mind. You know, taking action and always aiming for the top. You know, I like to confront, say, the president of the Richmond Federal Reserve Bank with this stuff while I'm armed, while I've got a camera, and while there are lots of witnesses. So, I like to call, like, the federal court, because I'm not going to operate under their rules. You know, this is just something that needs to take place. This is not something I want to frame in their idea, like we're going to have to, pass the, a camel through the eye of a needle or something, to use a borrowed quote, where we're going to have to figure out the tricks of this. They carried out this treason. We're confronting them. They've got their hands all over it. The Supreme Court justices, everyone. We need to abolish this government. We can't say, oh, we got to, and I know no one in the think tank is advocating taking one side or the other or any side in a sham election, because we know those are all fixed, and we know all sides are, even their rhetoric, I'm violently opposed to. So what I'm saying is that We just need to go forward with the truth. That's the way to do it. I mean, I know what their tricks. I'm not going to enter into their lair, because once you've entered into their lair, then you have no chance. And who's going to bring this case that Corbett's talking about? In what court? You know, what we're saying is that the government is illegitimate, and we're going to have to start negotiating with the government and start saying, okay, before you guys think you can go any further with this, we've caught you red-handed, and we're going to keep like on you until you stop. We're going to call you on the phone. You can't hang up on us, and we're going to say you're guilty of this crime, and we want to press charges. I've gone in, you know, play, and I advocate others do this, and others before me have done similar activity. Take out arrest warrants. We know who did the 9/11 attacks. Take out arrest warrants. Call the local FBI. They're complicit. Yeah. I've confronted the head of the Richmond FBI, the last two heads of the Richmond FBI, right, you know, with evidence that they're guilty of covering up the 9/11 attacks. The last three governors of Virginia, I've done the same thing with. I've done it right to their faces. Everyone can do the same thing. They can't govern if they can't, if the people can shut down every meeting and every single person gets up and says, hey, this is a sham. Everything about what you're doing is criminal. We're not going to go along with it anymore. We know about your underground bases. We know you carried out the 9/11 attacks. We require that you start turning your stuff over to us. We require, as I said, we're talking to you in the military right now. You're either a low life scum piece of crap that will do anything for money and will serve Israel and will engage in war against your own people, or you're actively working to bring your bosses up on charges of treason. And they, under the law, everyone in government, every single individual, leader of every institution that controls government, and I'm talking about the media, the military, the executive branch, the judicial branch, that are covering this up, are guilty of treason just for 9/11, and they've carried out other 9/11 type events since 9/11, and they've done it beforehand. And just on 9/11, they're guilty of treason, and that two-thirds of the leadership of government must be executed if we're going to use ideas like they did in the Nuremberg trials, which were completely an illegitimate trial. We're going to do it the right way this time. I don't care how it gets done, as long as these guys are found guilty of treason. That's my claim. That I've got a prima facie claim that they're guilty of treason. You know, that's always been my purpose from when I, you know, every time I go on press TV. And every time I come on Renegade Broadcasting or any place else, my idea is to further the prima facie claim that I have and that others have that are much smarter than myself and have documented this much, much, you know, in a much more concise manner, that we know who did this. We have a prima facie claim of misperson, of treason, and it is prima facie. It is proven every which way, and we need to forward that. We don't need to do anything else but bring down this current criminal government before it annihilates all of us and further poisons us, as David pointed out. They're poisoning us.
Okay, so but when you talk about taking action, you're talking about this in the context of public confrontation, correct? And in terms of generation of publicity and just getting this as open as possible, is that the intention?
All of the above, and lawful actions in courts of law, including everything, including every sort of court. You know, if one knows the common law, one can create a court. We're three individuals talking right now. We are part of a court. Why? What's a court? It's a construction of a man. So we've created this thing where we're debating things that they would debate in a court. We're making prima facie claims. I'm making a prima facie claim. So I can do it, and I'm a man, and so can any other man or woman. anyone can make this prima facie claim. And if they can't prove but beyond a reasonable doubt, they've not even put any effort forward at all. What I'm saying, I guess, to be more clear, is that the evidence of what we're stating about the government carrying out treason, carrying out war against the people, we have proof, and our proof comes from what we've seen, the fact that reality is all we're talking about, the fact that they have instructional manuals talking about the war they're carrying out against us, and that we have whistleblowers who are documenting and stating that this is all that's going on at the highest levels of government, and that every angle you take, it's the same folks and they've got the same agenda, and that they are never, ever touched in any sort of court of law because they're the ones that control it in every sort of way. So what I'm saying is that by any means necessary, the only plan is, and I'm not saying we can even come up with this plan, you know, on this, although I've got many ideas, and that you know, they seem very, very, it just seems like logical ideas on how to carry these sort of things out. The fact that it's been carried out before, that, you know, they have subverted the government in the same way. We wish to rewind it. We wish to rewind it in all sorts of different manner. And since basically they only exist on paper, except for the fact that others have consented and given away their authority, and that are not only giving away their own authority, they are fighting anyone. I'm going to add another caller. They are fighting anyone who wishes to exert their authority. Greetings. And I'm not sure who I just added, but if you want to just say hello, greetings.
If you're speaking with me, this is Jeb from Birmingham. I'm just listening in, just tuned in. Don't know what to do.
Okay. Greetings. Yeah, my apologies. Yeah. Feel free to if you have anything to say, just you know, just feel free to speak. And thank you for listening.
Yes, sir.
So that's basically my thoughts on it. You know, I know that everything is backwards and everything is corrupt. So I'm not, you know, and I know I've attempted to, you know, when they're abducting me off the street, I'm obviously telling them, hey, you're violating my Fourth Amendment right. You're violating my Second Amendment right. You're violating my First Amendment right. You're knowingly doing this. Where do you get the authority to? But they get the authority because they are physically, through use of multiple individuals and sometimes one or two individuals, you know, using force that I cannot resist. And also they are threatening to use deadly force. So that's the only way I can comply. You know, so I'm not going along with any of this stuff when they're operating within the bounds of their own system, i.e. the, you know, Virginia State Bar, American Bar Association, you know, Talmudic court, maritime law, you know, unconstitutional kangaroo court. I mean, I'm certainly not ever going to operate inside there. I would like to maybe, you know, have a discussion with the head judge and tell him that he must resign and that he must go to prison for his crimes. And I'll tell him what his crimes is. I wish to do that right to his face. If anyone can figure out how to make that happen, I'd really love to do that. And I have the right to do that. And I think if enough people started taking that kind of idea and just saying, look, every one of your top officials is not one to be lionized. They're not one to be put up on a pedestal. They're actually the worst creeps. They're the biggest treasonous criminals. They're the biggest pedophiles. They're running all of the child prostitution rings. They run all of, like, the FBI runs all, and Google run all the child pornography on the internet, because the internet is nothing but DARPANET. I'm saying that everything about this structure is meant to annihilate the Constitution for the United States. As we can see, there's the UN Agenda 21, you know, global depopulation plan. And what we're seeing and what Renegade concentrates a lot on, and I agree with them, I've seen even in my own lifetime, I'm 42 years old, the European genocide agenda. So everything about what the court system is doing, that's how they legitimize everything else. Because there's so much overwhelming evidence that they've carried out these crimes. Even their top lawyer, Farmer, who was the legal counsel for the 9/11 commission, said, hey, everything that we said is a lie. Everything in this 9/11 commission report is a lie. So I can tell you what could get every single one of those individuals executed right now. Not even the fact that they carried out the 9/11 attacks, but the fact that they lied about this in something called the 9/11 Commission, because it is a treasonable offense to cover up an act of treason, which is war against the American people. And if 9/11 wasn't the most overt case of war against the American people, I don't know what is.
Yeah. And the crime scene was destroyed and so forth.
We can go down that route. Yeah. Turner Construction. They're the ones that got the contract to build the federal courthouse in Richmond, Virginia. It was built by undocumented workers, and there was an ICE and Homeland Security raid on that site the day they finished the construction. And they held the guys who built them inside that building and cells that they had just built. That's how these guys operate. Yeah, they destroyed completely the crime scene, and they made thousands and thousands of people sick and killed them early, which is another crime as a result of their destruction and putting all that asbestos and all those other toxic fumes out there for the so-called first responders to breathe up, and anybody else who's around in that neighborhood who's dying prematurely due to asbestos-related cancer. So I agree 100%. And, you know, I guess we got another break, and we'll be back on the other side.
If you enjoy listening to Renegade Broadcasting, but are not also reading Renegade Tribune, you're missing out. We have some of the most insightful and hard-hitting authors from the past and present, covering some of the most taboo and controversial subjects. The Tribune is something you'll want to check out every single day. Perhaps you have what it takes to be an author. Sign up and submit your piece. Join us at RenegadeTribune.com.
Can it be true? It must be true. No doubt. No doubt.
Life is going on as normally as ever.
But suddenly something seems to have happened.
Suddenly something seems to have happened.
Everybody seems to be staring in one direction. People seem to be frightened, even terrified. I want everybody to understand this.
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
There are a lot of things we don't understand. I don't understand.
We need answers from you.
What did you expect to find?
What did you expect to
find? Who's going to be our future?
It's your responsibility to do something about it.
Well, I have the key in my hand. All I have to find is the lock. The lock. The lock. The lock.
Now listen to me, all of you.
Hey, set off. Set off.
This is Renegade Broadcasting.
Greetings to the body of the people. This man called Chris Dorsey of the Virginia Militia. I'm filling in tonight for Nick, and I'm thankful to get the opportunity. And I've got with me tonight Rainier from the think tank, and David Dotrieve. Got a couple others, and they're just listening. And we're covering the 9/11 treason, the Israeli false flag attacks of 9/11, which were war against the people, dual Israeli citizens inside the Pentagon mostly, but, you know, throughout the government, throughout the media, et cetera, carrying out and covering up the false flag attacks 15 years later. It'll be 15 years in 9 days. And we're still the perpetrators are still have their billions of dollars, are still carrying out war against the people, and not one individual has even been accused in a legitimate fashion in a court system in any way. They've just forwarded this fake story that they can't prove in any way. Oh, and lots of people have been killed. Lots of patriots have been killed by the fact that they have caught red-handed the Zionist Jews who carried out the 9/11 attack and outed them in a way that the masses could easily comprehend. And I thank God for them, and God bless them. And we won't forget you at all. And we're coming after those treasonous SOBs who not only carried out the attacks, but are running these dirty operations like, you know, defaming and even assassinating the individuals who carry out the attacks, or like they did to me, or like they did to Brandon Raub, just abducting us off the street and beating us up, you know, taking my gun, you know, putting somebody under, you know, false, crazy scrutiny that they don't deserve, just because we're telling the obvious truth. And we want to push that forward over and over again. If you don't have the knowledge that the Israeli dual citizens within the Pentagon were the brainchild behind the 9/11 attacks, you don't really know anything. Do some studying, do a lot of studying, and don't talk to anybody about it until you get the real facts. Because they're as plain as the nose on a human being's face. It's right there. It's right in plain sight. Yeah,
correct
go ahead,
me if
David.
I'm wrong, Chris. Yeah, I'm sorry to interject, but correct me if I'm wrong. But didn't Fox News sometime in October of 2001 have a short story about one of the biggest espionage breaches among dual Israeli citizens? And I remember the last thing the newsman says was, We poked around and tried to ask about Israeli citizens have anything to do with espionage. And then he said, essentially, the only answer we got back was suggesting Israel had anything to do with 9/11 is essentially career suicide.
Exactly. Exactly. And you're talking about Carl Cameron and Britt Hume. Go ahead, Rainier.
Yeah, and another part of the conclusion of that presentation was when he asked some of his sources, what is there any indication that Israelis had foreknowledge of the event? The reply that he paraphrased was essentially, how could they not have known? Because
right.
they were, you know, the official story is that they were tracking these terrorists, and they were on their heels, and these people that they were surveilling just always conveniently happened to be one step ahead of the U.S. authorities.
Yeah, well, what about the Mossad's explosives experts that were living inside of the Trade Center? That would be my response. I know you're just stating. I mean, but anything that they're going to say, oh, of course it's a lie. You know, it's some absurd lie that they're saying. Oh, we were just tracking these individuals that are still alive, that allegedly, you know, crashed planes into buildings. Of course, it's all absurd. It's all non-starters. You can't have it. It's like somebody who is addressing a lie as if they can gather the truth out of the contents of the lie. It's all a lie. Yeah, they were inside the building. It was an Israeli operation from beginning to end. And when they attempt to compartmentalize it, yeah, I mean, they're not going to admit to it. You know.
Now, a while ago, you mentioned the possibility of independent court creation outside the U.S. court system. And I'd be curious, and I think listeners would be curious to hear some of your ideas about what that would look like. And
I mean, I think it could look like anything because, okay, you know, I want to catch some folks up to speed. I am kind of, you know, I live in poverty, honestly, but I have worked as a legal gun for hire, where I will confront agents of the bar and get them to stand down against certain individuals in certain ways. Hey, and sometimes it's very dangerous. Sometimes I get chased away by cops with guns. Sometimes they attempt to grab me. But in any event, there was a case involving a former or current and former DEA snitch called Lynn Warnes. And her brother is a multimillionaire, and he runs a large government contractor called Colonial Web. And I'm talking about the DEA snitch. And she was suing a member of the Virginia Bar, and his name is what was his name? Webb was his name. Anyway, and his attorney was named Thorpe. And this guy Thorpe is a messianic Jewish rabbi, and he is also a high-ranking member of the Coalition Provisional Authority. And, you know, of course, a lot of this stuff is going on in Newport News. The point of this story is I just really did some minor legal actions, and I got, you know, seven judges recused from this one case. Now, there are Secret Service agents involved in this case, but that's what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with these Secret Service agents, these Department of Homeland Security agents who are unlawfully spying on me, unlawfully assaulting me, violating my rights, violating the law. So when I talk to these folks, it's not like I'm just some schmuck off the street who's just saying like, yeah, you don't have the right to do this to me. And so basically what I know is, they will kill you if you tell the truth. They have tried to do that to me. You know, I thank God for certain individuals who have saved my life, including just some random guy who hangs out at the gas station who kept, you know, filmed Homeland Security agents and Richmond police beating me. I ended up in the hospital. Of course, they confiscated the camera and erased it, but there are images from that. But anyways, that's what we're dealing with. So we can't do anything except for move forward with what we know is the truth. And when I say it's a court and I'm a man, who's the government, especially when they're committing verifiable treason, to tell me anything? You know, we have to just make it so that they have absolutely no authority, that any action such as even paying taxes is met with contempt from the people. And it's going to be very hard, because the people are very mind controlled. And we can get into the mind control aspect of that. You know, we need to shut down all the public school systems. You know, if you're listening and you're a public school teacher, you know, your only duty as an American is to subvert the mission of your bosses. That for everyone who works in the United States and pays taxes, that your list that we're giving you the agenda. We're giving you how to take down this government. Do nothing but subvert the will of your bosses. Do nothing but do everything you can to put your bosses in jail. Take all of the top secret information you know and put it out on the internet and title it under the militia, which is the highest authority under the law, which is the body of the people. What is the militia? The entire body of the people. Now, we can debate what the people are, but if you're listening and you're in the government, presume I'm talking to you. We're talking about militia tactics. We're talking about whatever they can do to us, we can do to them. They're surveilling us? Great. We beat you to it. We're surveilling you. Everything they can do to us, we can do to them. And every tactic we use. So we're out at a Black Lives Matter march, and we're outing all of the fact that the police are running it, and it's funded by the Ford Foundation and George Soros and the Rockefeller Family Fund and the National Endowment for Democracy, just like the Occupy movement, you know, just like, you know, all, Bernie Sanders, you know, all these things. So we out them. And then, of course, we go, oh, guess what? We're armed and we outflanked you. And guess what? That's just one of the body of the people doing that. And sometimes it's two, and sometimes it's three, and sometimes it's five. And when it's 15, the police, they never even show their faces, especially when we're in front of the Federal Reserve Bank or we're in front of the IRS building or the federal building. They don't want to show up. They don't want to show down with 15 of us, because they know we know the law better than they do. We know we have a higher authority than they do. We've told them this. We've communicated this with them. They're well aware of what's going on. It's time for them to either turn themselves over, or it's time to say the entire government needs to be put into this one pot and we need to boil it. And I'm speaking metaphorically. And what I mean by that is that the leaders of the institutions that control the United States government, they must be put on trial and executed, and that no other political action other than to forward that agenda will take place by anything other than controlled opposition. In other words, if you're forwarding any other agenda other than the abolition of the current government that's carrying out war against the people and carried out the 9/11 attacks, then you're part of the opposition. It's a simple thing. This government can't stand. It can't be reformed. It's 100% unlawful. It's 100% unconstitutional and illegitimate. And it's 100% engaged in war against the people. And it's 100% run against our eternal enemies.
Now, hypothetically, assuming some point in the future when the kinds of ideas that you're expressing have reached critical mass on a national level, say there's this opposition to the established order has gotten to the point where you have some national counterbalances in terms of institutional strength that you can look at. Okay, we've seen where even state actors who, in a polite way, pit themselves against the Zionist establishment. For instance, France, in its vote in favor of Palestinian statehood, being followed by the, you know, alleged ISIS attack, the Charlie Hebdo, and then the Paris attacks, or the opposition of the Malaysians to the Israeli agenda and their war crimes, the Kuala Lumpur Foundation to Criminalize War, that Corbett references, for instance, under war crimes tribunal. You notice that they too, when they attempted to get the ball rolling on this, there were these mysterious events with planes, possibly connected to Lord Rothschild. So when a body of citizens organizes itself as, say, an alternative state and makes these arguments that you're making, would you expect some of the same things to happen? You mentioned the danger to your own person. I mean, I'm going to get a couple words straight.
Unfortunately, you know, Amendment 14 of U.S. Constitution, which that is completely illegitimate. It doesn't have any legal standing. It defines a citizen as one subject to the U.S. government. Obviously, the people ordain the government. So I'm not a citizen. And the critical mass for what I'm talking about, what I'm talking about is what I thought that this, you know, what I think of, I should say, about this whole renegade broadcast system, because, you know, the United States, it's factionalized, and that's how they defeat us. And we're not a group of citizens. This is an idea of what reality is. And this is the natural course of history. Of course, whether it's, you know, our group of individuals or our particular message, my message is just, you know, it's not my message. It's the message of dissent. You know, it's the message of dissent of against the tyrannical government, you know, that has been, you know, occurring throughout the history of humanity. Now, mostly, it seems, at least in the time periods we're talking about, it's, you know, Zionist Jew or Jew infiltrated or infested governments who become illegitimate. But we're talking about just the wronged parties and the wrongdoers and the claimants being the body of the people and the wrongdoers being the government and any sort of, you know, legal action, that's one faction of the resistance. But every other faction, it can include, hey, you know, the militia is going to start meeting outside of these underground military bases, and we're going to start confronting them. We're going to call them on the phone, say, hey, guys, this is how the law works. We have the authority. We're beginning our negotiation with you, and we require that you be, you as commander, be escorted at all times by militia member. And we require, which is all of these things are feasible and they're lawfully required, and we require 24-hour, 7-day surveillance of every aspect of your underground military bases. Every secret document we require to be made public immediately. And we are going to start negotiating with them to do so, because that's the only way to avoid any sort of massive bloodbath. Now, we do, in even some cases, say, hey, we think that I'll get to you. I'll stop for now. Sean from Cali is also on the call. Greetings, Sean. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing well, thanks.
I like the rant, and I agree with most of everything you say. But I'm always into solutions. So I'd like to know. I mean, what can we do?
Exactly, Sean. That's great point. That's what we're talking about. It's behaving as a man or woman under the law. And basically, I mean, we're doing it right now. I mean, what are we talking about? We're talking about holding the treasonous criminals that run our government accountable for many of their crimes, and especially 9/11, which is an open and shut case. So
I think it is, absolutely.
Right. We have to figure out how to get it done. And also, I might not necessarily be the individual that's got the best idea of how to get it done, but I know it must be done. I know the leaders of the United States government must be politically neutralized by any and all means necessary very quickly. I know we need to be watching their underground bases now. I know we need to watch out for cyber attacks and false flag terrorism, which will come from dual Israeli citizens within the United States government. And we need to call it out now, and we need to stop, and we can't wait to get our plan right. We need to just keep taking action.
Now, I agree with you. I mean, we need total transparency, but we're not going to get that from this government without a fight. So what?
Well, I'm fighting them. We're fighting them. We're all fighting them, and they're getting a fight. I'm saying we need to escalate the fight lawfully. And lawfully, the militia, which is the body of the people, and also, you know, some of us, we have bloodline ties, so the Pentagon's located in my jurisdiction because I'm a bloodline member of the Virginia militia, and I also comprehend and understand the teachings of the creators of the particular common law which we practice here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. So I know those things. So myself and any other one of the body of the people who declares that they comprehend the same thing, all we need to do is go forward and start contacting the Pentagon and say, we know you guys are guilty of treason. We're saying we're going to require you to put on trial your leadership. We know you're a Zionist front group. We know that you're selling secrets to the Chinese. We know that you'll sell out your own people and that you're carrying out war against the people. Now it's time for anyone who wishes to remain standing to go forward and turn over and do nothing but work to annihilate the system in which you work and to put your bosses on trial for treason.
But for that, with that, we need legal representation or political representation.
Who's going to represent the people? A bar association attorney?
That's my point. I mean, do you think it could still be done that way without representation?
We're doing it. We're doing it. We just have not been successful yet, but we're certainly not going to attempt to do something that we know is rigged already. We have called them up. I have, you know, armed with a gun, you know, gotten in the face of multiple heads of the Richmond FBI and said, and you can find this on YouTube. And actually, it's really funny because only about 800 or 900 people have watched this. Say, hey, you're guilty of treason. We know that the FBI is covering up and helped carry out the false flag attacks of 9/11. We know you did this along
with
Israeli citizens, and we require you to stop it, and we require you to face justice. What I mean, I can't do anything else. Honestly, I can't do this.
Look, I was at the Bundy standoff as a participant.
Well, I mean,
I understand what you're saying.
I don't think you do because we were standing at the federal courthouse with the head of the FBI during a legal, and no one else had guns that I saw except for the DHS agents around me. So anyway, I will say right here, I definitely think that Bundy militia thing and that the Bundys are federal agents and that's a big honeypot.
Yeah, you know what? I might agree with you now after seeing the Oregon part of it. I mean, I participated in the Nevada standoff because I thought we needed to do something. But the point is,
everybody down the wrong path, and we had conversations with these same individuals saying, "Hey guys, imagine if we had, you know, 50 people in front of the Richmond Federal Reserve building or the federal courthouse instead of some rest area out in the middle of nowhere with a bunch of paid actors." Exactly what I'm saying. They are devious.
No, and I'm agreeing with you because I also went to Malheur. I also went to Oregon. And I saw that basically that the whole thing was a farce. I saw it firsthand. So, you know, I'm an honest person with myself, and I realize that we could have been basically provocateur to do the Nevada thing.
Absolutely.
And they attempted to provocateur to do the Oregon thing, but it was so over the top that I don't think anyone believed it.
Well, I mean, once you start getting the obvious out in the public, you know, that can be verified through just like simple Google searches about Ayman Bundy, you know, getting a $500,000 loan from the federal government and you know, it's like basically, and when you see the guys going like, hey, you know, I mean, hey, I've been in movies. I won't deny that. You know, I've made a lot of contacts with high ranking government officials through my roles in movies and my other, you know, jobs, with Press TV that I have to film at the Virginia State Capitol, just like the movie I filmed at the Virginia State Capitol, which was a Spielberg movie, which is a piece of garbage called Lincoln. And I guarantee you that Steven Spielberg will be first on the list in front of the firing squad for spreading treason and misinformation.
Steven Spielberg is horrible.
I've met the man. I've had numerous conversations with him. I worked on the movie Lincoln, and he's a despicable human being. He's a filthy Jew, and he is you know, forwarding propaganda. If you look at the beginning of that movie, it makes me sick because they show a federal soldier in a snuff type film, an African American federal soldier in a which should be rated X type snuff film, you know, gutting a Confederate soldier. It made me sick that this was the beginning of that movie. But anyway, I don't want to get bogged down with that piece of crap. We've already stated.
What is your connection to these people?
It's a good question.
How do you know Steven?
I was in the movie. I was in the movie Lincoln. I was an extra in the movie, and I was in the movie for, I don't know, maybe, you know, 15, 20 seconds in several scenes. But that was extra in the movie.
You know, Chris, my impression of the whole Bundy saga, and I don't – whether they were actual agents or just kind of well-meaning dupes, I don't really pretend to know. But my impression of that was that it was just a replay of the 90s. It was a replay of the 90s style, 90s model of resistance, which was never really a threat to the federal government because they loved it because they could present these – you know, these Branch Davidian type groups and militia type groups as domestic terrorists. And that culminated with the Oklahoma City bombing where, I mean, that was,
right.
it was a stepping stone on the way to 9/11 before we got to the, you know, the Al Qaeda being the dominant, you know, model of national enemy. We had the domestic terrorists, and it felt like a replay of that. And it was, the timing is suspicious because it happened at a time, the whole Bundy saga happened at a time when some of these, you know, these new forms of identitarian activism were gaining traction, like the alt-right and these kind of postmodern, you know, facetious kind of people with a sense of humor. There was this new scene had been created online. It was becoming very popular. And then suddenly the public is thrown this piece of meat from the 90s. You know, it's like, don't look at these new kind of more interesting people who are doing their own independent journalism and, you know, writing these articulate essays. Look at these, you know, middle-aged white guys with guns, you know, taking over, like you said, a rest stop.
Oh. Mormon feds. And I agree with you 100%. And I also want to say that we talk to these individuals. I used to have a show called We the People Are the Militia on something called Patriot Information Hotline. So we had a lot of crossover with these guys. And basically, I mean, I get my street cred because, you know, my bumps and bruises and my actions and my videos, they basically speak for themselves. And it's once you're on the right track and you just block everything out, it's real easy. These guys knew that.
We'll be right back.
Kyle Hunt here, host of The Solar Storm, a radio show with lots of interesting guests, unique analysis, important topics, and essential inspiration. You will learn how our world got to this sorry state and how we can work together to fix it, starting down the road to a better future for us and future generations. I know it can seem hopeless sometimes, but the sleeping giant has awoken. Now things are getting interesting. Tune in every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on Renegade Broadcasting.
Greetings, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And this is our last segment. We've got about 29 more minutes to go. I've got Sean from Cali, Rainier, and David Dotrieve on the line. And so far, we're covering a lot of important topics. And I think we were just covering some ideas. And one thing I just like to reiterate is, as we were saying, we have the wrongdoers. They did wrong, and we just have to, figure out and keep doing things until we can force this thing, forward. And a lot of the things we were talking about these Malheur operations, and Rainier was pointing out that was kind of maybe a controlled opposition reaction to the new alt-right, and kind of a throwback to the 1990s, where they Oklahoma City bombing, and the they had demonized the militia movement, yeah, and the Turner Diaries and the all that stuff. We just had an anniversary.
Can I speak to that?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying. Can I speak to that? Only because I went out there. And I'm telling you that, having been to both the Bundy thing in Nevada and the Bundy thing in Oregon, the Bundy thing in Oregon was all media and no participants.
Right.
Now we went, John Brennan and I went there, and we were given a tour of the entire grounds. I asked them how many people you have here, and they wouldn't tell me, of course, but we didn't see anybody.
Did you ask them what the purpose was? I mean, because it didn't seem to.
Yeah, no. That's what I
asked these guys, and I had a real big run in with a number of these guys. And, I view these guys, they're just like narcs. They're just like feds, because that's what they are. And I just really got angry at these guys, because they are the controlled opposition. There is a movement, and basically this is some sort of government honeypot, and it's obvious. Right. This is obvious. Why, I'm saying, hey, we've got a broadcast network here. We've been attempting to organize for years, and we've done so, even though I will tell you, some associates and folks who have participated in our events, they have died mysteriously under very violent circumstances. Murder victims, strange one, truck going the wrong way down a highway and running into another car filled with our close associates. I mean, this sort of stuff is serious. But what we're saying is, man, if there were 50 people in front of the Richmond Federal Reserve Bank, you know, the day before the election saying, hey, we're here to hold a press conference. We're armed. This government has no legitimacy. Everyone knows it. We're going to say it to the governor's face. We're going to say it to the president's face. And if they don't face us, you know, we'll face them in court because we don't wish to have any other negotiation. Their goose is cooked as far as the law goes. And our solution, here's the solution. How about this? Simple enforcement of constitutional law. There's a law already existing. Well, and if we enforced any of the laws, every leader in the United States government will be executed for treason. Not me, Chris Dorsey, saying this. Constitution for United States of America and what is verifiable reality and fact. That's what's saying that the government leaders require execution under the law. I mean, so how are we going to do it? I mean,
I'm not entirely sure how that relates. I'm not entirely sure how that relates to Malheur, but no,
it's much more important than Malheur. It's much more important than Malheur. That's how it relates.
I think you're right. It's 1,000% more important than Malheur.
Right, and Malheur, we said that's a distraction. We know that Ayman Bundy is a paid federal agent. We know about these Mormon Mormon CIA teams that they have that they raise from childhood. We know about the infestation of the Zionist Jew cult known as Mormonism into the CIA, the FBI, the NSA. We know about their big spy operation out there in Utah. We know that they're running all of the child pornography out of there. They're the ones that are doing it. We know it. What are we going to do about it?
Let me say something, too. Having been at the Bundy Ranch, Nevada, although I was desperate to make some kind of difference in some way, it did seem very well plotted out. I mean, the way these people came down the main street with horses and stuff.
It's a closed set. It's a closed set. It's a movie. They were making a movie. I've been on plenty of movies.
It could have been. And
here's another thing I wish to point out. I'm just making a movie right now. I mean what I say, and I'm only speaking under the law. I'm only making lawful statements. I'm only speaking about the law, and I'm only making a movie too because I'm a movie maker and a journalist, and I'm one of the people. But
are you saying what you're saying is not true and correct?
Oh, it's absolutely 100% true because I'm just saying that there's many elements of reality. I make movies about this because if I didn't make movies, nobody would know about the Secret Service sneaking up on me and harassing me and my neighbor or disappearing me into the court system or beating me up or violating the law or just being told that they're criminals on live television in an open government meeting. I'm saying
you never want to say that you're making a movie among this crowd because they might take you for real on that. They might not believe what you say.
Among what crowd? The crowd that we're attempting
our
to
crowd,
do the right thing.
Our
Who's
people.
Our crowd? I'm saying we're putting out the rational and logical truth. I'm saying to our enemies,
not a movie.
Hey, you want to say I'm doing anything? All I'm doing is making a movie. You see what I'm saying now?
No. Well, if you're making a movie, you're making believe. You know, you're not making
Oh, really?
Factual.
Really? Is there...
Well,
is there,
what I'm saying, yeah, well, what you're saying is
believe.
Yeah.
Right. How's that? How so? Like if somebody makes a movie of a sporting event, that would be making believe. They show everything about politics is on a movie setting. It's a movie, like all the debates are movies. Every interview,
you know, I believe
is
that
a movie.
To be true. I think that most of that is all movies. Yes.
Everything
maybe
is
what's
a movie,
making
a television show. I guess we're talking about semantics here.
Yeah, maybe what's making him uncomfortable is that you didn't say documentary. Maybe he would have, felt better if you'd said.
Well, I guess the point I'm making, and I don't wish to come off as anything other, is it doesn't matter. I, you know, that that's how I get to where I'm going. I'm putting out a statement. If one dissects it, yes, everything's a movie. It's a documentary. I'm documenting all of these things. I'm not in on the plan. I wish to do nothing but destroy everything.
Well, here's my point. I don't think that what you're putting out is a movie. I think what you're putting out is true. I think what we're seeing normally is a movie, and I don't know why we would say, well, what I'm saying is a movie, because I think that what you're saying is absolutely true, and what we're seeing normally is a movie.
Video.
I mean, we're subjected to a movie
Absolutely. And actually, like I'm saying, when I'm making my formal pronouncements like this, that's what I'm doing. It's for propaganda purposes. It is for proper propaganda purposes. It is for putting the truth out there. I'm not getting paid for this. I mean, the only thing that I wish to have happen is for our enemies to be destroyed. And when I say our enemies, I'm speaking for myself and my peerage, you know, and I'm not saying anything about anybody. I love Renegade Broadcasting and I love everyone on this show. But what I'm saying is, hey, this is about the people taking control of the government. The government is tyrannical. I don't care what methods that, you know, I'm accused of many things and they come after me in very serious ways by saying I'm making threats against folks. And that's why I say always, I'm making a movie. I'm making a documentary. I'm making.
Oh, is that what? Okay. I get it. So, well, you know, I don't think you should be afraid of your opinion because your opinion is not against the law.
I'm not afraid of my opinion, but I also like to be very clear about every single aspect of what it is that I'm doing. So anyway, I agree 100%, but I really, you know, like I said, we in the militia, we kind of, especially the ones that are most in the know, we have a single-minded determination to destroy this government because this government is doing nothing but destroying everything that is good about our society or what was good about our society. And everything they're pushing forward is negative and criminal. So in every way that we can oppose them, that's what I wish to do. If folks have newfangled ideas about how to oppose them, I'm definitely going to try them. I'm definitely going to utilize the tools that are made available. And that's my only statement other than I agree with everyone else as far as, you know, tactics and our enemies and what is happening and the false flag attacks and the individuals who are the billionaires and trillionaires and the fact that they create money out of thin air through the Bank for International Settlements and that there is $4 to $7 quadrillion in circulation right now, which is more than every commodity that there ever was or ever will be. And that this is the basis of our system.
It can never be paid back. It can never possibly be paid back. And I always ask people, I say, okay, well, every country in the world is in debt. So who is every country in the world in debt to?
The Bank for International Settlements and the owners of the Bank for International Settlements. That's who the entire world is, because they're the ones that set the capitalization rates for all the world's economy. You know, I mean, there's the World Bank too. There's these independent, you know, arms of the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. But Basel III, that's the rules by which all the private central banks of the world operate. So again, fine. There's the next group of people, the leaders of the Bank for International Settlements. If you work at the Bank for International Settlements, your bosses, they must, under the law of the United States, they're engaged in war against the American people, and they must be executed for engaging in war against the people. Those are the ones who bankrolled the 9/11 attacks. Follow the money, folks. How do you know
they bankrolled the 9/11 attacks?
Because they bankroll every single aspect of every private central bank in the world.
Okay. Did you have a thought you wanted to finish there?
The Bank for International Settlements is the lender of last resort. It's the it controls the capitalization rate for, you know, every nation on the planet besides Iran and North Korea, and actually now it does even more so through Iran, you know, transferring money back and forth through the SWIFT system. Yeah, it's all connected to the Bank for International Settlements. Something cannot be funded by the international banking cartel, and that's who I believe. You know, through the evidence of William Bergman and others at the Chicago Board of Review about the short selling and wartime hoarding, the Federal Reserve Bank, which is nothing but an arm of the Bank for International Settlements, certainly there was some billions and trillions missing from just the Federal Reserve Bank. And there was certainly lots of short selling in central banks that trade based on the Bank for International Settlements being the lender of
there was definitely foreknowledge. There's no doubt about that.
I'm saying, right, there was short selling before the 9/11 attacks. There was wartime hoarding. This always precedes a false flag attack. There's a short selling of the gold market, just like there was before the Boston bombing. Every commodity was down, was spiked and then shot back down when they sold it off. That's how the money works, and all the money flows through the lender of last resort, the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. We covered that back in 2012 in a series called
the
International Banking Cartel on Press TV. If you look it up, it's a three-part series. It goes under something called Rothschild Conspiracy, the International Banking Cartel and the Bank for International Settlements, and the Four Horsemen of Banking. But look up International Banking Cartel. We go through the whole thing. Sorry, Sean. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Good. Go ahead.
Rainier?
Yeah, this is Rainier. Okay, since we're coming up on the end of the program, and since we do have the 15th 9/11 anniversary coming up, I'd like to get back to that information warfare component of the other means that we've been alluding to during the program. You mentioned earlier that as alternative media activists, if you want to call us that, we are divided. And that echoed some remarks that Dennis Fetchow made in an interview I listened to of his a while back. And he was talking about how the strength of the mainstream media is their coordination and the synchronization of every message that they want hammered into the public's heads. And he talked about how the alternative media really has a lot more punching power than it exercises because it's so diffuse and it's never united. There is all this division. There's this cliquishness, between different factions within whatever you want to call, identitarianism or alt-right or even some of these. I probably wouldn't include, the neo-reactionary types. But as far as nationalists, there is all this division. So if there was to be some coordination in advance of the 9/11 anniversary, when this event will be foremost in people's minds, what are the targets in terms of social media, in terms of reach that you think should be hit? And what is the message? There's so many facets to the 9/11 matrix. What are the talking points that you would like to see people hitting on 9/11 2016?
Well, I would like to, just start doing like this with everything. And let's stop even giving the idea of their absurd notions and absurd lies any bit of credence whatsoever. And we call up all of the media and, hey, videotape yourself calling the editor of your local newspaper or the Washington Post or the New York Times and start giving the case and say, hey, look, I really need to talk to the editor of the paper. We're going to have to get this on video. You guys need to stop lying about 9/11. You guys are guilty of treason. You're lying. We need to do that with everyone. What I'm saying is those are the things that I do. Obviously, there needs to be some sort of united front. I mean, the possibilities are endless once folks choose to take action. And once one takes action, I can tell you, I go, I do a lot of organizing over the years. I've been doing this sort of thing for a long time since, the Iraq war started, you know, I've been doing political organizing, you know, associated with 9/11 especially. And basically, the plan you have, it never works out as you have planned. And the only time anyone accomplishes anything is when they take action. And whenever you take action, even when it's not exactly the way you planned it, it always works better than taking no action at all. So what I'm saying is take action. Take it upon yourself. You know, it's time for people to stand up. The cream rises to the top, not just the scum. So, you know, hey, who am I? I'm nobody. You know what? Somebody, you know, I was on the, you know, on the think tank and I saw the opportunity and I said, hey, I'd really like to talk about it. And thank God for Nick and Kyle. And we got the opportunity because I was like, I really want the opportunity to just focus on 9/11 and focus on putting out to the people that the only solution to all the problems we have, whether it be chemtrails, false flag attacks, you know, debt slavery, you name white genocide, it can all be put in the dichotomy of 9/11 and those who carried out the 9/11 attacks and whatever manner they are tried in. I've called the federal courthouse and say, hey, I'm going to work with you and you're going to take orders from me. And what we're going to do is we're going to hold the criminals that are guilty of carrying out the 9/11 attacks. We're going to hold them accountable. Do you understand me, clerk of the court? I need you to understand me because you're my servant. And that's the way we talk to our servants, because our servants have carried out murder against us. Can you imagine hiring someone to come in and paint your house, but instead they booby trap it with nanothermite? That's what our servants have done to us. So are we going to cooperate with these Bar Association Jews? Are we going to talk nicely to them? What are we going to do? Take our stand as far as the law. If all we can do is call them up on the telephone or stick a camera in their face and say, you're guilty of treason. Your time is coming. We're going to lawfully arrest you. And under the law, you should be executed. Nobody's going to say that to my face, but I say it to theirs. So what else do we do? That's a good question. What do you guys think?
You know, I might demur at coming right at somebody and telling them that they're going to be executed, because that sounds like something that a person could be prosecuted for. That sounds like a, you know, threat to, you know.
What does Article,
I mean, it could be interpreted.
What does Article 3, Section 3 say about committing treason? What's the punishment for treason in the Constitution?
The punishment for treason, sure, but I.
But what is it? What is it?
Traitors are executed.
Right, treason under the Constitution. Are these guys guilty of treason?
They are.
Okay,
but
so they know exactly what I'm talking about. And when I say that they need to be executed or they need to be lawfully executed according to Article 3, Section 3, Constitution for the United States. So, yeah, I mean, anyone who watches the video and sees, you know, maybe I should put all my words in, but obviously. So, yes, I'm going up to treasonous people or persons, I should say, who under the law require execution and telling them that. Yes, that's what I do.
But my butt that I inserted was going to be, I mean, during the French Revolution, okay, people I'm going to.
Well, I'm talking about United States Constitution.
Yeah, what I'm saying is even in.
This is a war against the people. And lawful trials. Like, you know, third great grandfather, he was in the Virginia militia and he was on the detachment that guarded John Brown before his execution and during his trial because he carried out war against the people of Virginia.
I'm just saying, I think it's important to make clear that what you're advocating is a legal process, even
that's
if
why
it's not.
That's why, yeah, I make it clear.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the title of this is, you know, law requires execution of government for treason. I don't want to be redundant, but certainly I'm pretty redundant about that. Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with you. Yeah, I'm making a movie about the lawful case that myself and other members of the Virginia militia are making against the criminal government of the United States and the international banking cartel. And we've basically, you know, we've proved it, you know, and when I film with Press TV, I'm filming in the General Assembly building of the Virginia State Capitol. So when I'm holding up the Constitution and I've got the Richmond Federal Reserve Bank in my background, and I'm saying the owners and officers of the Federal Reserve banking system are guilty of treason and they must be held accountable under the law, I'm on state property. I'm acting as part of the Virginia militia, and I'm being broadcast from Richmond at the Virginia State Capitol through Tehran, through the satellite feed in Tehran, and I'm calling for the lawful execution of the leaders of the institutions that control the United States government on international television.
Can I make a statement on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would just like to say that I would much prefer, you guys to make your statements either, you know, on the internet or whatever else, but the Iranian TV thing, all the rest, and I get it. They give you a platform and all the rest, and there's been a lot of credible people that have been on Press TV and RT and all that, but I would really much rather see you guys on, our own, American.
Who's that? Who's our own American platform? Because honestly, millions of people have seen me, calling out the treasonous actions and calling for, punishment, the lawful punishment.
But when I watch them on Press TV,
but I'm really the only one calling out for the solution. And those people wouldn't have seen me if I hadn't been on Press TV. No one else is calling me.
Right, but no, I don't think so. I think that's.
I mean, Alana Tachita is calling me. I don't even know what country that's from. Al Alam is calling me. That's Iranian as well.
I've heard of you on Renegade Broadcasting, but I haven't heard you on Press TV because I don't watch Press TV.
Well, you're missing out on.
I don't watch.
You're missing out on the
TV.
Exposition of the crimes
TV.
Of the U.S. government. All right. Hey, well, thanks very much. I want to close tonight and thank everybody for calling. Sean from California, Rainier, David Dotrieve. Hey, the crimes of 9/11, they need to be punished. The government is guilty of treason.
Damn
and they
right.
need to be held accountable.
This is the end. Good night, good night, Chris.
Hey, good night. God bless everyone. Out of people.
Stands the end. No safety nor surprise. The end. I'll never look into your eye again. Can you picture what will be?
The feminization of men has been a big part of the Semitic takeover of the European people.
Mindless goddamn drones that can buy into this. Do you know how many billions?
Trump's call on Monday to halt the entrance of Muslims to the U.S. is driving online chatter among white supremacists and is likely...
They're so inundated with the pop culture, and I think people like us are trying to kind of remove ourselves from that.
Renegade Broadcasting.